Imagine a world where butter is celebrated rather than vilified, where fermented foods are medicine, and where traditional preparation methods transform ordinary ingredients into extraordinary nutrition. This is the revolutionary perspective of nourishing traditions. While modern nutritional advice has us counting calories and avoiding fats, our ancestors thrived on diets that would horrify today's health experts. Yet they enjoyed robust health, perfect teeth, and freedom from the chronic diseases that plague us today. What did they know that we've forgotten? In the 1930s, dentist Weston A. Price traveled the globe studying isolated societies untouched by Western foods. Despite their diverse diets, from Swiss villagers to Pacific Islanders, all shared common nutritional threads. They consumed animal products, particularly organ meats, employed special preparation methods like fermentation, and valued certain sacred foods for pregnant mothers. The contrast with our modern diet couldn't be starker. Despite our obsession with healthy eating, chronic disease rates have skyrocketed. 1 in 3 Americans suffers from allergies, 1 in 10 develops ulcers, and nearly half the population battles chronic illness. What if the very dietary guidelines meant to protect us are actually making us sick? For decades, conventional wisdom claimed saturated fats cause heart disease and should be replaced with vegetable oils, advice contradicting both tradition and science. Traditional cultures valued animal fats like butter and tallow for their essential fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K that enable mineral absorption. Industrial vegetable oils emerged only in the 20th century, produced through high-temperature processing, toxic solvents, and chemical treatments. These naturally unstable oils oxidize easily, creating harmful free radicals. Evidence shows heart disease correlates not with traditional fat consumption, but with processed oils. The French, with their butter-rich diets, and traditional Polynesians consuming coconut oil, both enjoy low heart disease rates. Traditional cultures universally prized animal proteins, especially nutrient-dense organ meats. Archaeological evidence reveals robust skeletal development in meat-centered diets and even agricultural societies supplemented with animal products. Quality matters significantly. Grass-fed meat contains up to 5 times more omega-3s than factory-farmed alternatives, while pasture-raised eggs have up to 6 times more vitamin D. Even seemingly plant-based traditional diets incorporated animal foods through insects, dried fish, bone broths, and fermented dairy. Modern food processing has severely degraded carbohydrates. Traditional societies consumed whole grains but prepared them through soaking, sprouting, or fermenting, practices that neutralize anti-nutrients and enhance mineral absorption. This wasn't mere custom, but sophisticated nutritional wisdom developed across generations. Refined carbohydrates were virtually unknown before 1600. Today, Americans consume 170 pounds of sugar annually, up from just 10 pounds in 1821, a surge paralleling the rise in metabolic and inflammatory disorders. Refined sugar causes glycation, harmful bonding of sugar to proteins, damaging eye lenses, nerve sheaths, and collagen regardless of diabetic status, accelerating aging, and contributing to chronic conditions. Modern grain processing removes up to 80% of vital nutrients. The solution isn't avoiding grains entirely, but returning to traditional preparation methods. Soaking grains with cultured dairy neutralizes phytic acid, while sourdough fermentation breaks down gluten proteins and creates beneficial enzymes, transforming problematic foods into nutritious staples. The most revolutionary aspect is the revival of fermented foods, a practice found in every traditional culture but largely abandoned in the modern West. From sauerkraut to kimchi to kombucha, these foods undergo controlled microbial transformation that preserves food, enhances nutrients, and creates beneficial probiotics. Almost every traditional culture consumed some form of fermented food with each meal. This wasn't coincidence. Our ancestors discovered fermentation preserved food and enhanced its therapeutic properties. Japanese relied on miso, Russians on kvass, Koreans on kimchi, and Germans on sauerkraut, especially during winters when fresh vegetables were scarce. These foods provide enzymes that aid digestion and beneficial bacteria that establish healthy gut flora, influencing immunity and mental health. The fermentation process pre-digests difficult compounds, making nutrients more available. Most commercial versions use shortcuts like vinegar instead of natural fermentation, eliminating probiotic benefits. By creating these foods at home, we can reclaim this vital aspect of traditional food culture. Traditional dietary principles for children's health begin long before conception. Prospective parents should consume nutrient-dense foods like organ meats, fish eggs, seafood, eggs, quality dairy, and cod liver oil for at least 6 months before conceiving. While breastfeeding is ideal, traditional homemade formulas using raw organic milk or liver provide better alternatives to commercial formulas with their processed ingredients and synthetic vitamins. Traditional wisdom suggests introducing egg yolks at 4 months for essential cholesterol and fatty acids needed for brain development. Cereal grains should be delayed until at least 1 year, as babies lack sufficient amylase enzymes for proper digestion. Children thrive on nutrient-dense foods, quality fats, organ meats, bone broths, fermented foods, and properly prepared whole foods, rather than processed options. Families often report improvements in behavior, focus, and dental health after adopting traditional diets, highlighting what we've lost in modern feeding practices. While celebrating ancient wisdom, nourishing traditions adapts to modern realities. Since most can't return to agrarian lifestyles, practical strategies help incorporate traditional principles into contemporary living. Weekly bone broth preparation becomes a cornerstone habit, simply simmering bones with vegetables while multitasking. Batch cooking on weekends provides meals throughout the week. The recommended 4 to 5 hours of weekly food preparation can be divided into manageable chunks, soaking grains overnight, starting ferments during breakfast, or prepping vegetables while dinner cooks. Cost-effective nutrition emphasizes quality fats like butter, coconut oil, and olive oil instead of expensive supplements. Nutritious, affordable vegetables like cabbage for fermenting, carrots for mineral-rich salads, and properly prepared potatoes offer tremendous value. Eggs from pastured hens serve as versatile, nutrient-dense meat alternatives. Those with food allergies can adapt. Gluten-sensitive individuals can explore traditional grains like rice, millet, and buckwheat, properly prepared through soaking or fermentation. People with dairy sensitivities might tolerate raw milk products or cultured dairy, which contain enzymes and probiotics that aid digestion. This approach revolutionizes nutrition by rejecting processed foods and modern dietary dogma in favor of traditional wisdom from cultures worldwide, from Swiss mountaineers to long-lived Okinawans, from African tribes to Arctic peoples. In our age of contradictory nutritional advice and rising chronic disease, returning to what worked for millennia may be our most radical solution. Modern food processing offers convenience but sacrifices nutritional integrity. Combining technological advances with ancestral food wisdom creates a practical path to optimal health. This extends beyond food. It's about reclaiming our right to vibrant health. By honoring traditional wisdom alongside modern understanding, we can address many contemporary health challenges. The resurgence of farmers' markets, artisanal foods, and families transforming their food relationships shows we're rediscovering what our ancestors knew. True nourishment comes from traditional food ways, not the latest diet trends. What if our health crisis solution isn't in new supplements or diet books, but in our great-grandmother's kitchens?